This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Watch out there, boy. Anyway, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we're back. Indiana week. It's a little brisk. Probably going to be brisk there in Bloomington.
Hey, we set you up, though.
For what?
We set you up, though. So, Commissioner Orman over there.
Oh.
Commissioner Orman, he's a tyrant. He is an iron-fisted.
That Iron Throne is mine.
Right?
For Karras.
Yeah. Right? So, he needs to come up with how college football is going to decide it's 12 teams.
Man.
And if it's all wins, if it's just simply who he wants to invite to the party, is it conference champions? Since there's 12 conference champions, do you let them in since they accepted the mission and accomplished it, which is win your conference championship? If you want to be in the playoffs, win the conference championship. If you don't win the conference championship, listen. You can't be in the playoff, but you can go to a really good bowl, right? You can go to the Music City Bowl. You can go to the hey, I'm gonna hang out in San Diego Bowl. You can do all that, but you can't play. You can make $5 million at the Outback Bowl, but you cannot win the national title.
Damn.
Right?
That's what you said.
Well, that was one path. So Austin has his list of how he's.
Let me hear this.
Yep.
Let me hear this.
Give it to me, Austin Orman, and we'll get Jay Foreman's in the final segment. Austin,
I think for college football, the best system would be more divisions that are smaller, or more conferences that are smaller, right? Split them into divisions, and then really for me, the perfect college football playoff system is 16, with 8 conferences. Because what you do, hey, look at this: division winners play each other in a conference championship game. That's your quarterfinal, or your round of 16, your sweet 16. Your quarterfinal round is your first round of the playoff. Then you get your semifinals and your final. That's the way I would like it done.
Are conference championships still existing in all 8 of those conferences? And remember, the real fight is going to be where does Nebraska go and who gets to dictate what conference Nebraska. Are we going to be in the real Midwest? We're going to be in the old West Conference, right? Are we going to be in the old Midwest Conference where it's Kansas State? Like, we're going to go Iowa State. We're going to put the real drivable community conference together.
Yeah, you got to do that for the fans, right?
Right? You can do that. Or you can say, I'm going to take 16 conferences and then set a rule, a boundary for that. Because here's the thing. Conference championships now become the de facto playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they should be the first round, or at least a barrier to entry, right? We will give you a ticket to get into the 8-team playoff.
Right. You can lose
by playing your conference championship.
Right. You can lose a game before then. Now, the people who go into conference championships undefeated and then lose, you knew the rules. Not our fault. Not our fault.
And it's one thing to say that in football versus telling a mid-major, quote-unquote, basketball program the same thing. I have long been team regular season champion gets the auto bid to March Madness. Now the conference tournament championship. I'm different in football.
So here's what that does, right? That the conference regular season conference championship, that means everybody's under one window. So there are no more east, west, north, south, none of that. Regular season gets in. Do they then play in the conference championship game? Because if you've already got a bid to the playoffs, you're not going to play in a championship game because it doesn't matter. You don't want anybody to get hurt. You don't want it. Like, it's a thing. So
that's why I'm saying it's different in basketball versus football, right? Because in my football system, you have divisions. So you take the two division winners, you win your division title, then you play for the conference championship, win conference championship playoff ticket.
But I actually like the idea that the regular season team gets a bid, right? You're already in the playoffs. That teams 2 and 3 in the conference, if that's the case, then go and play in one of them. A one-loss team has a chance to play yourself back in, right? And I'm like, this dresses up nicely. Let's say Texas wins the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the conference championship game, it's Georgia-Alabama because Texas is in. Those two play each other with one loss. And if you win, you're in the playoff as a bottom seed, but you're still in.
But then would you want them playing Texas and have another round of conference matchups, or would we then go to a 16-team ranking and then seed them more like Soccer World Cup style?
I would do the 16 as in full, right? 12 conferences, and then four of the top, the Power Four, right? Because or an independent, a 2-loss Power Four or a 1-loss or undefeated independent. Then you don't get mad that, wait a minute, I'm bad at Notre Dame for not having a cover. Like, you could just say, as we said, we would just tell Notre Dame, if you're not in a conference, I'm sorry, you're out of luck. You're just going to a really good bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I like 16. I know from doing stuff with the Big Ten, when that came out at 12, 16 came like through our like emails, like, hey, a couple years might be 16. I like 16. I don't think you need that many like conferences. I think you need, I'm fine with the Big Four. Ideally, I'd like 5. I wish there was a way, but Pac-12 would never come back.
They're one team shy, Jay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Washington State is really, you know, make everybody shake it in the boots. But I like the 4. I'd rather it be 16. I think the teams that are overall like the number one seed should get a bye. I do like that you still got to play the conference championships to get, you know, to do it. But also don't think you should be penalized. If you're undefeated to get there, you need to, you know, it's kind of like Kansas State and TCU that a couple years ago. Here's the one thing that I'd like to see on top of this, right? 16. So that means that gives you more group of fives in there. So that means you could have a Liberty, James Madison in there. I like that. And I don't think that they need to play each other. Like, here's your reward. You get in, but then you guys play each other. Let's match you guys up to, you know, and I would probably be more strategic, more like Dana White. Let's get some styles make fights. Right. So if it's, say, Indiana's in, let's say you play Liberty or against James Madison, which they already know, or like when Sam Houston State was really good, or South Dakota State, let's see what you really got. Right. Let's see Indiana. Let's see you play against Georgia. But what I really would like, or really think it could go to, where you have a system where you can get demoted or promoted. I think you start with like the top like 45 or 50, and that lasts. So if you go 50, I would say from 38 to 50, that's fluid.
But okay, so but the
no, I'm just and that, no, 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 that, I, that's I, not no, the champ, I like that. That's no, not no, the I, championship.
Like
I'm just talking that. About that's if I was the
what the, you the do king, for football is, would affect everything
just,
else.
This is just football,
right? Because Nebraska would be like, hey, wait a minute,
this is just football.
There'd have been a few years where Nebraska wouldn't have been in the conversation. Like, you're not going to be one of the top 40 programs.
Or 50, yeah. They would have to play their ways up.
Right,
up. Yeah.
You got to play their way up, and that would be a whole other
battle. And there would be a realistic way to do it, but I think you could either do that even if you did it within, if you just did, like, two really big conglomerate power conferences, you can have promotion and demotion within those.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
But then aren't you just setting up for an NFL system where whoever wins those two super conferences, you get your college Super Bowl?
Yeah. Because this is professional sports. This is no longer college sports anymore. Mm. Now, if it was still college, then we should have been doing whatever they were doing in FCS as far as playoffs long time ago.
2014
right.
playoff.
Right, 2014 play. And you know what? To be honest with you, like, it, you know, I know we're not supposed to talk about the 90s. We would have been fine going doing that. We would. Now, granted, injuries and all that, but we had the depth to just blow through.
Can people I ask anyway. You who said that we shouldn't be talking about the 90s? Who took away my right and ability to talk about the 90s? Like it wasn't an iconic.
No comment.
Okay.
So, it wasn't. There's dudes that don't like talk about it on
air. I don't. Get a microphone. Have your own conversations in this,
and that's fine. I mean, but this is where I keep saying this, and I'm not really understanding. Like,
at Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The 90s aren't bad. And I remember just sitting there talking to Chris Jenkins Jr. He was like, we embraced 1997. I wanted to tell him, like, you guys really didn't win it, but, you know, all right, that's cool. I like your dad, so cool. You know, I'm right. Cool with it. And plus, he's bigger than me, too. Right. He would have hemmed me up. Like, I don't understand the whole mindset of it. I think it's more or less a thing, like I don't speak for a lot of, I could speak for a majority of the players. And if guys, I would say this, if guys got to talk about themselves, they really weren't that good. That's honest. That's what the guys, but I could talk about guys that I played with.
Like what?
Nobody cares.
We know who Michael Jordan is.
There is no comparison.
Right, he's a '90s guy, right?
Right, but there's no comparison because it's the game's totally different.
Right.
So we're not minimizing the game now. We're right. Not overemphasizing the game then. We were one of the greatest runs of all time. When guys talk about, at least the guys that I know, which is guys from stretch from '90 to all, I know. Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
We don't ever reference they need to be like us. What people want, and this is along with the fans, is good hard-nosed football and guys that care about football. And guys, you guys know, this is how I know football, and I know people say football is totally, it's not. Teams are teams. And here's the difference. When I was on the team here, and I've seen it when I was in the pros, I could talk about when I was in Buffalo, we were going to almost to the Super Bowl, or when I was in Houston, when we were in the toilet bowl, right? Or when we were in the Giants, when we were one game or two games away from Super Bowl. I can talk. This is just flat across my career. When we were winning at our clip, we had pretenders on the team. We had guys, steak, sweatsuit, and I won't tell you what the other S is. That's what they were. They were pretenders. The difference is those guys knew their place and knew how to pretend good enough that they knew that to get out the way, because it's 90-some% of guys and we were just this train is going, and if you want to get ran over, that's fine, but if you want to kind of tag along, we had pretenders. Now, I talked about the 20% rule. 20% of your team wants to be the best. They're here. They love football and all that, right? That's right. They'll go to school, keep your nose clean, work hard, do the extra work. Then you got 20% that's kind of like, all right, they want to do it their way. Well, then that leaves 60%. So if your 20% can get that 60%, you're at 80%. So the biggest thing is you don't want is that 20% to take that. And then also you want the good 20% to recruit from that other 20%. Because the other 20% is just waiting to be led and all this other stuff. And that's really what it is. Like, if our pretender percentage, let's just say it was 15%. That's actually way too high, but it was that. There's been teams prior here or whatever that maybe their pretender percent probably is close to 50. I don't think that's the case now, but that's just the difference. So it's not, you know, I mean, when people talk about the night, that's fine. I mean, look, dude, I'm old, you know. I mean, I can't do anything. I don't really care.
We do get that historically, for tracking purposes, for data purposes, for information. There, nobody's saying today's game is terrible. Here's when we talk about the 70s, 80s, 90s, 60s. Like we just mentioned, Army, Navy haven't both been in the top 25 since 1960. That's not to say anything other than to highlight that they're there now. And the last time that they were there was 80 years ago, 60 years ago.
The game is always going to change. That's the evolution of the people. First of all, there's millions of more people walking the face of Earth, Earth today, right? So just by that alone, everybody's bigger. The game is going to change.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
Right. In theory,
but not necessarily.
In theory, they're bigger, faster, and stronger. Yeah. I will push back on you on that.
Yeah.
Now, I think they have depth of these guys. Like, yeah. You get guys that go to combine, you might have like 20 of the guys that all could do it. Now, they're able to train. They go specifically to do that, mm-hmm. but they're not bigger. They're not necessarily faster because I haven't seen anybody faster than Amon Green, Deion Sanders, and Randy Moss. So, or better. Right now, that's not taking a shot at him. I think
bigger in a sense that in 1989, 88.
Yeah, the size of athlete is significantly bigger.
Joe Jacoby
bigger.
Versus today's left
oh, yeah.
tackle.
Yeah,
Jeff Bostic wouldn't be able to play center at 265. Right.
But that's the evolution of mankind.
Right. That pitchers in today's game. If you were in 1988, there were five guys who threw 90, 95. Yeah. Now everybody's right. So we know what it is. That part of it's
but
true.
That's a guarantee, though.
But that's why you have like to mention.
There was never females dunking back when I was in high school.
Right.
Right. There's females. I mean, to see it now, it's like, all right, not all right. We've seen it before, but like we've seen it before, right? Where this Lisa Leslie and all them kind of was like, man, she dunked. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, can you dunk in a game? Then they dunk in a game. Now you see it all the time, you know. And so, you know, I think it's just more or less just. A reference point. Everybody faces it. It doesn't even matter what school you're at, because you could be, you know, it's no different. So like Jay Higgins, who was a great interview a couple years ago at Big Ten Media Days, right? He had never played pretty much significant snaps at Iowa. He was playing behind Campbell, right? Who was a two-time All-American, won the Buckeyes, first-round pick. He's fighting that standard. He said it. I have big shoes to fill. He's filling them bad boys. He's not going to be a first round pick, but he's going to NFL. He's a guy that was a question mark. There's always expectations as a matter of whether you like embrace them or not. And what you make of them. Like nobody from, I think there's like a misconception that anybody doesn't want these guys to be successful. They want to be successful. I always say like, look, like it doesn't matter what your vice is. Winning is the best thing to experience. And when you do something that you're not thought to be able to do, it's real special. Also, you have to be able to want it, man. And that's the thing that's you.
Look, like, I think people who aren't winning don't want to be told that they aren't winning, but they need to be told that they're not winning because that's how everything was built.
And you can win without winning championships. You can be great without championships. There's been great teams here, great teams of all. Like the Miami Hurricane team that had like 15 penalties against Texas in the Cotton Bowl, and they obliterated Texas. That's one of the best college football teams I've ever laid eyes on. They don't even have a national championship because they had one loss.
That's
a great team.
This is the best part of having this discussion, that in figuring out who the best team is now. Remember that we didn't always have a March Madness. We didn't always have, we didn't always have wild card. So the evolution of the sports, but you have to go back to remind people, listen.
How far we've came.
Yeah, you have to evolve. And in that evolution is the discussion over, here's what worked before. Here's what was missed. Because I still am bitter that the early Maryland Terrapins with John Lucas, Tom McMillan, et cetera, Lynn Elmore, didn't even get to go to a tournament as the number four team in the country.
Yeah.
You know why? Because one team from the ACC got in the tournament, and that was NC State. Yeah. And guess what? A 34-3 Maryland team sat at home, had to go to NIT because that's the way it was done then. If you don't know how things used to be, then you can't get it right now. You just King.
Yeah, if you don't think 97, wouldn't it have been better for Michigan to play or us to play Michigan 97?
Man.
Right?
Wouldn't that have been people a wonderful thing?
Right? Wouldn't mm-hmm. it have been better that way? Mm-hmm. But now they get an opportunity to do it. I mean, it's just part of it. You know, I mean, it's a different game. There's a lot more other distractions, you know. I'd like to say we had a ton of distractions as well, but, you know, I think it's definitely more significant now. And I think that's just a byproduct of the world though. Yeah. Right. It's no different. So sports is the world. It's just a different, you know, I guess avenue or whatever you want to call it, different view of it. But anyways, our view is 1040 O Street. the Mecca of Sports Radio. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.